Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is from the Gospel according to St. John chapter 10, the verses 31 to 38. John 10, 31 to 38. Again, his Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any good work," they replied, "but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came and scripture cannot be set aside, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do the works of my Father. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Let us reflect on the theme, gracefully overcoming misunderstandings. Gracefully overcoming misunderstandings. Reflect on times when your genuine efforts were met with suspicion or hostility. This experience resonates with our passage, where Jesus, despite demonstrating good works, faces the threat of stoning. His response, "I have shown you many good works from the Father, for which of these do you stone me?" highlights the often painful gap between human misunderstanding and divine intervention. My dear friends, this narrative is a powerful reminder of the challenges we face in our quest to live out our faith and our convictions in a world that may not always understand or accept them. Jesus' experience teaches us about the courage and grace needed to stay true to our mission, even when faced with opposition or disbelief. There are two questions for reflection. 1. Can you recall a time when your well-intentioned actions were misinterpreted? How did you navigate this challenge, and what did it teach you about patience and grace under pressure? 2. How can you use the example of Jesus' steadfastness in the face of misunderstanding to strengthen your own faith journey, especially in moments of doubt or opposition? Gracious Lord, in our journey through life, help us to remember the lessons from Jesus' life, especially when we face misunderstandings or opposition. Grant us the strength to stay true to our path, the wisdom to discern your will, and the grace to respond with love and patience. May we always seek deeper understanding and trust in your divine plan, even when it goes beyond human comprehension. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.